Editorial note. It goes without saying that the unrest which Cain noticed breaking out across the city was being duplicated to a lesser extent across the whole of Gravelax. Although with the bulk of both the Imperial and Tau expeditionary forces based around the capital, the situation deteriorated further and faster in Mayo than anywhere else on the planet. Minor clashes did take place around several of the starports, as both sides realized keeping them open or denying them to the enemy would be vital in either reinforcing or evacuating their forces. For the most part, the warfare was internecine, pro- and anti-Xenoist factions within the PDF turning on one another with the terrible ferocity unique to civil war. The following extract may prove useful in appreciating the wider picture. From Purge the Guilty, an impartial account of the liberation of Gravelax, by Stententious Logar, 085.M42.
Thus it was, spurred by the workings of a vast malign conspiracy, the entire world was rent asunder in an orgy of fratricide, which shames the survivors and their descendants even to the present day. If anything at all can be said to have been learned from these terrible events, it must surely be this, that however benign they may appear, the alien is not to be trusted, and that turning aside from the word of the Emperor in even the smallest respect is the most certain route to damnation for us all. It must have been the belated realization of this which spurred the loyal cadre of Planetary Defense Force regulars into turning on the traitors in their midst, taking heart from the salutary way in which the Imperial Guard had dealt with the alien lovers who had dared to desecrate the streets of an Imperial city with open rebellion. Their patriotic fervor at last aroused, His Divine Majesty's most loyal servants began to cleanse the hideous stain on their honor in the only way possible, by shedding the blood of those whose craven panderings to the aliens in their midst had led the whole planet to the very brink of the abyss. At first, the renewal of martial spirit was sporadic, beginning with the arrest of those unit commanders whose loyalties were, for one reason or another, suspect. Inevitably, however, faced with the threat of exposure, those whose souls were stained with the guilt of collaboration resisted, proving their black-heartedness by opening fire on the heroic defenders of imperial virtue. The rot spread exponentially after that, until almost every PDF unit was engaged on one side or the other. Indeed, such was the confusion that many were unable to tell friend from foe, and simply engaged every other unit they encountered indiscriminately. Under these circumstances, it was hardly surprising that the most fervent of the loyalists lost no time in placing the blame squarely on the shoulders of those ultimately responsible, the Xenos themselves, and resolved to rid our world of the taint of their presence without further delay. These heroes of legendary proportions, whose names would undoubtedly ring down the ages of Gravelax forevermore, if enough of their bodies had remained intact to identify, turned on the corruption at its source and threw themselves against the very citadel of the invader. Alas, faced with the overwhelming firepower of this redoubt of the unholy, they were cut to pieces, but the damage had been done. Aware for the first time of their own vulnerability, the Tau advanced into the city to slaughter the righteous, and the very future of Gravelax hung in the balance. Throughout these events, one question remains unanswered. Why did the Imperial Guard take so long to respond? Accusations of cowardice are clearly ridiculous, if not treasonous, the Lord General's reputation alone being sufficient to belie them without a moment's thought. Once again, the only credible explanation is that of conspiracy, some dark machination hindering their deployment for reasons we can only guess at. As to the hand behind that conspiracy, a careful sifting of the evidence once again points us firmly to the shadowy presence of the rogue traders.
And after a reasonably concise summary of events up to that point, he veers off on his personal obsession once more. Perhaps it's just as well, though. If anyone were to deduce the real enemy we were facing, we would have to take steps to obscure the truth.